Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today we start a new segment, Feminist Biographies, or Women's Biographies, too. This project comes from La Primera Semana Cultural Feminista 2019, organized at a public language school in Spain. And today I'm going to read the work by an elementary student called Janeth Molina, on a Venezuelan writer called Teresa de la Parra. Janeth's level is really a pre-intermediate level, an A2 level. But anyway, she is in the elementary course this year. Teresa de la Parra. Teresa de la Parra is one of the most important writers in Venezuela. We consider her the first feminist writer in our country because she always defended women's rights. De la Parra was born on the 5th of October, 1889, in Paris, France. Her family was a Venezuelan wealthy family. Her father worked as an ambassador in Europe. However, Teresa's family moved to Caracas when she was a child. After her father's death, Teresa de la Parra and her sisters returned to Europe to study in Spain. In her lifetime, Teresa traveled a lot from Venezuela to Europe, back and forth. As a young woman, she starts writing fantastic stories. They are published in a Venezuelan newspaper, El Universal. Her story, Mama X, wins a prize. Teresa de la Parra writes her first novel in 1921 and 1922, during the Juan Vicente Gómez dictatorship in Venezuela. The title is surprising. Iphigenia. Diary of a young girl who wrote because she was bored. In this story, she describes her society critically. The protagonist is an intelligent young woman. She wants to be a writer, but society says a woman cannot be a writer because women just have to marry and have children. So she thinks about this dangerous question. How can I be respected if I don't marry? Teresa de la Parra cannot publish her work in Venezuela. The dictator is very angry. So she travels to Paris. There, in 1924, she finally publishes her novel. It becomes very popular. It also gets an award, and it is translated into French. While in Europe, tragically, she gets tuberculosis, TB. There is no cure. Luckily, she meets Cuban poet and anthropologist Lydia Cabrera, a pioneer writer on Afro-Cuban culture. Lydia becomes a very important person in Teresa's life until she dies. Teresa's diaries and letters at this time share her thoughts about philosophy and literature, analyze her literary work, and also her life experiences. These letters are the longest and the most beautiful letters she writes to her family and friends. Teresa de la Parra died in Madrid on the 23rd of April, 1936, but she is buried in Venezuela now. Dear Janeth, thank you for your work. I didn't know this writer, and she is an amazing person. If you think this biography is too long, you can make it shorter you can make a summary when you present it in the Feminist Cultural Week, okay? Okay, I hope you all enjoyed it. Have a nice day.